Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Denmark is a tiny country with a tiny economy and a tiny military. They cannot defend Greenland. They cannot control the territory of Greenland under every understanding.
Here's a spoiler alert. The type of reckless imperialist rhetoric being used by Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance and Donald Trump will not help the United States on the global stage. A short-term dopamine spike from trying to send F-35s over Greenland will turn into a global war that destabilizes the U.S.'s order. All right, check this out. Every single United States citizen and United States politician needs to be pushing back against the type of rhetoric that Stephen Miller is using in this clip right here. I mean, really, what the hell is going on with this administration's obsession with Greenland? Let me run you through just a few different facts from the past few days. First of all, troops from France, Germany, the UK, Norway, and Sweden arrived in Greenland on January 15th. Trump has turned our allies against us so much so that they don't feel safe being close to us. Now, they are deploying NATO allies into Greenland, not to deter China, not to deter Russia, but to create a disincentive for the United States to invade. Then yesterday, Trump says he may punish countries with tariffs if they don't back the U.S. controlling Greenland. And they put a photo of him doing some dumb little dance. Dude, this is fascistic, Hitler-esque movement throughout the Western Hemisphere. I don't make the Hitler comparison often. I mean, it's not something that I like to say. It's a little bit blunt, and people oftentimes turn their brain off when I say that. But the entire purpose of creating NATO in a post-World War II environment was to protect countries from being invaded by larger countries. That type of stability, it wasn't perfect, of course. There were wars in the Middle East, wars in Vietnam, but that type of stability disincentivized countries from doing land grabs for the past 70 years or so, 70, 80 years, and we have benefited from an increase in quality of life, increase in technology, increase in medicine. Now we see U.S. lawmakers visiting Denmark in a bid to soothe tensions with Greenland over after the threats. So just let me back up. The president is kicking and screaming like an effing toddler throwing a tantrum. U.S. lawmakers have to be the parent in this situation that has a soothing voice and goes over to soothe tensions in Greenland. What the hell am I reading right now? And how come Trump is still trying to find a way to introduce tariffs into every single situation? Okay, now that I laid the groundwork as to what's been going on over the past 5 or 6 days, let me show you how Stephen Miller enters the situation. He hops on Fox News and goes viral for using the same type of rhetoric that Hitler used to justify invading Eastern Europe in the 1940s. I'm going to let it play out. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adamockler feed if you appreciate the moral clarity about what's going on. We will continue to break down the BS using history, using facts, common sense, and we'll stay calm throughout it all. So if you like that, make sure you subscribe below and check this out.
Well, you said it, Sean. Greenland is essential for America's national security. The new domain of international competition is going to be polar competition. That is where more and more resources are being spent by our nation's adversaries and rivals, is the ability to control movement, navigation, lanes of travel in the polar and Arctic regions. Greenland is 25% larger than Alaska. Greenland is the size of 1/4 the continental United States. With respect to Denmark, Denmark is a tiny country with a tiny economy and a tiny military. They cannot defend Greenland. They cannot control the territory of Greenland under every understanding.
Yeah, you're missing a few things, Stephen Miller. I mean, look at this guy's face. Denmark is also a sovereign territory that is a NATO ally that will be protected by other NATO countries that outnumber the United States. This would genuinely be a global war. Here's a spoiler alert. The type of reckless imperialist rhetoric being used by Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance and Donald Trump will not help the United States on the global stage. A short-term dopamine spike from trying to send F-35s over Greenland will turn into a global war that that destabilizes the U.S.'s order that has benefited us since World War II. Of course, not everything is perfect. Not everything has been perfect. We can point to the Middle East. We can point to Vietnam. We can point to wars abroad. We can point to domestic problems like wealth inequality. I'm not trying to say that like everything is perfect and peaceful, but NATO for the past 80 years has been very vital in stopping the type of bloodshed we saw in World War I, in World War II. The only reason there hasn't been a World War III due to Russian or Chinese aggression or aggression across the globe is because we've had NATO, a collective force. So again, spoiler alert, this will not help the U.S. or bolster the U.S. on the global stage. Us being an imperialist force no different than Russia will only hurt us. Let me continue playing these clips.
Of law that has existed about territorial control for 500 years. To control a territory, you have to be able to defend a territory, improve a territory,
no.
inhabit a territory. Denmark has failed on every single one of these tests. So they want us to spend hundreds of billions of dollars defending a territory for them that is 25% bigger than Alaska at 100% American expense. But they say, while we do this, it belongs 100% to Denmark.
We're not defending the territory for them. They're an ally, and we have Article 5 of NATO, which says collective defense must be used if one is invaded. It's actually really clever. It's really brilliant. France doesn't have to worry, because if France is invaded, we'll all collectively help. The United States doesn't have to worry, because if the United States is ever harmed, all of the most of the developed countries over in Europe that have military force will be at our back. It is a pretty massively successful alliance that protects everybody inside of it. That's why countries like Ukraine are begging to join NATO, because that would stop Russian aggression at their border. Stephen Miller, of course, knows this, but he's making the might makes right argument. The might makes right argument is a pre-World War II, pre-NATO, Hitler-esque argument that you can just invade countries if you are stronger than them. That is not how the globe should work.
It's a raw deal, it's an unfair deal, and most importantly, it's unfair to the American taxpayer who have subsidized all of Europe's defense for generations now. American dollars, American treasure, American blood, American ingenuity is what keeps Europe safe and the free world safe. And Donald Trump's insisting that we be respected, Sean.
This is just absolute BS. I mean, if you want to respect the American taxpayer, maybe don't float the idea of sending 100,000 people to every person of Greenland to get them on our side before we annex or invade them. It's just disgusting. To Argentina, to Venezuela, everywhere, everywhere possible. Why don't we just focus on America at some point? Here's Stephen Miller continued.
Well, I heard the meeting with Secretary of State Rubio. Does that mean they're open to having that discussion and I think making the right decision partnering with us?
Well, there were positive early talks. We don't want to get ahead of the process, but President Trump has been clear in saying that he wants the United States to control Greenland. That is the American position. And you would think that our allies in NATO, again, who we keep safe with our missile shield, our nuclear shield, with our special forces.
Dude, this is like an abusive relationship right now. It's like Stephen Miller hypothetically is beating his wife and then he's like, you should be grateful that I keep a roof over your head. The fact that you cry when I beat you is disgusting because I keep you safe with the roof over your head. Obviously, that's me hypothetically mimicking the logic he's using by saying, you can't just bully our NATO allies then tell them to be grateful to us, dude. What the hell?
Our troops, our soldiers, our intelligence, our submarines. Again, American tax dollars are keeping Europe safe and free from every adversary in the world. You would think that they would want to support America in this matter. And I hope they do, Sean. And President Trump is finally standing up for...
None of this logic makes sense. American taxpayer dollars go towards our military defense. Other countries have to contribute 2% of their GDP or so to military defense. We all collectively use that to say we are the strongest collective force in the world, stronger than any single country like Russia or China or Russia plus China plus North Korea. All of us, we are stronger. NATO together is strong. And he's saying that instead of our taxpayer dollars going towards our military and protecting our allies, he wants those same taxpayer dollars to go towards a military invasion of Greenland, which will in one swoop collapse NATO, backfire on us, turn everybody against us, and hurt the global supply chains. That's your logic, Stephen Miller? How did that turn out for Hitler? How did that turn out for the Nazis in World War II? I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.